Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning, another day He has given us, and we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this new day, the day that no one else knows what today holds. But our God. Yes, today is Friday, the third day of April. This is the first Friday for this month of April, and it's the third day of April 2020. We are just excited right here at the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance, this circle of friends. For God is love and His grace that is sufficient for us, and His love to give us another day, another opportunity to call unto Him, our Almighty God. Yes, He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother, for our God is a good God. He is a loving God. He is a kind God. He is still on the throne. He still redeems. He still heals. He still delivers. So we are just grateful for this opportunity. Amen. So we're going to start our morning prayer. Say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one. We thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Father, for this day, the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. We thank you, Father God, that you have installed good things for us today. All the blessings that you have installed for us today, we are ready. We are ready, Father, to fulfill what you have installed for us today. We thank you, Father God, for we are a purpose-driven people. And we thank you, Father, that you direct and order our steps. And we pray, Father God, that you give us a spirit of obedience, that we obey and allow to be led by your Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, this morning we rebuke any hindering spirits, any stealing spirits that might want to hinder us from hearing from you, from fulfilling what you have installed for us, all stealing spirits that want to distract us so that we lose focus on what we need to do today. We decree and declare this morning in the mighty name of Jesus that we are obedient and we will do what you have called us to do today. Thank you, Father. We pray, Lord, for you are a merciful God. You are full of compassion. Thank you, Father, for forgiving us of all our sins, for blotting out all our transgressions, Lord, for washing them away, all our iniquities, and cleansing us, Father, with your face of the Lord. We do not want the accuser, the enemy, the devil, who is the accuser of the saints, to accuse us of anything, to come and hinder our prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus, pray, Father God, that cleanse us with your hyssop this morning. Wash us white, whiter than snow, Father, this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Do not hide your face away from us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, create in us a pure heart, Lord, a clean heart. Oh, God. Thank you, Father, for restoring the right spirit, the steadfast spirit within us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your anointing. That you are not withholding your Holy Spirit from us, Lord. Thank you for sustaining us, for giving us a willing spirit, Lord. In Jesus' name. That always, Father, we'll be alert and be available to teach the transgressors your ways, Lord. Yes, and that we are available to win sinners, souls back to the kingdom, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, that you give us wisdom, Father, for you are a giver of wisdom. You said, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask. And we ask you this morning for wisdom to win souls for the kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus. For this is our number one job, Father. To win souls for the kingdom. So we pray, Father God. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us, Father. Let our life shine. This dying world, Father. Season. This world, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for you did not give us a spirit of fear, power, and of love, and of a sound mind. We honor you, Father, as we seek your kingdom, Father. Because your word said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. So, Father, we thank you for giving us the hunger and thirst for the things of God. The hunger and thirst for seeking your kingdom, Lord, and your righteousness, Lord. Hunger and thirst for your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus and all these other things, all the desires of our hearts will be added unto us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for God. You are not like men that you could lie. You are not a liar. You see your word that you perform it, Lord, and your word will not return to you void, but it will accomplish what you have called it for. Thank you, Father. We honor you, Father. Glorify your name. And we thank you for giving us the power promised in your word, that you give us the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means harm us or hurt us at all. So we thank you, Father, for your dunamis power, the Holy Ghost power, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because of this power, this Holy Ghost power, yes, you have given us. You said we can overcome the world, because greater is you, Father, who is in us, than he who is in the world. We thank you, Father. So if you are before us, Lord, and if you are on our side, who can be against us? Who can fight us and win? Thank you, Lord, for we are more than conquerors through you, Christ. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Because of that, Father, we submit ourselves before you, God. Thank you. And we resist the devil. And he will flee from us as we draw near you, Lord. as we draw near you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for purifying our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to be single-minded. Yes, no more double-minded, but single-minded, focusing on you, Lord. In the name of casting all our cares to you. Yes, for you care for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, that we are sober and vigilant. Yes, because we do know, Father, that even our adversary, our enemy, the devil, might roar like a lion. He's not a lion. There is only one lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ. And when he roars, when you roar, Father, fire comes out of you. The fire that burns all sin and drought. For our God, you are a consuming fire. We thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord. This morning, Father God, we come with our nation. We intercede for our nation, the nation, for this world. For your word, Father, reminds us, Chronicles 7, that if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. So we come, Father, on behalf of our country, our nation, on behalf of nations, the world, Father. Yes, we humble ourselves, Lord. We call unto you, Father. We pray. And we are seeking your face, Father. And we are turning away from our wicked ways. Praying, calling unto you, Father. And we know you are not a deaf God. You are a hearing God. You hear prayer. Not only do you hear, but you answer prayer. And we pray, Father, that you forgive. Forgive our sins. Forgive our sins, Father. As we hear as intercessors, as prayer warriors and prayer partners, we intercede, Father, for our nation. Forgive our sins and heal our land, Lord. Heal our land. Because we know, Father, your eyes are open and your ears are attentive to our prayers. And we are interceding, Lord. Things are not going well right now in the natural, and it's spilling over in the spirit because people are being attacked by these spirits of fear, of frustration, of anxiety. Even the spirit of murder is rising, even in the midst of this chaos. People are getting irritated, agitated, and some are just bored staying inside because of this coronavirus, Lord. So we call unto you, Almighty God, heal our land, Lord. Have mercy on us in the mighty name of Jesus. The children, Father, their education process has been interrupted. And we do know, Father, that all things work for good for those who are called by your name and those who love the Lord. We would like to think and be convinced that the educators, those in position of authority, are seeing some loopholes and loose ends in our education system, that when all this dust settles, that they will put them in order and straighten up things, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that in this meantime, we pray, Father, spoke with a mother and her daughter. They were feeling low because the daughter is a senior this year, was looking forward for the prom and had already purchased her prom dress and looking forward for graduation this summer. And all those are in question. They don't know what is going to happen. So, Father God, I pray for all young people everywhere, seniors, and whether in high school or in college, and those who just have this spirit of depression and just attacking our young people. Now they don't know, and they are getting depressed, they are getting frustrated. I pray, Father God, that you give them peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. You are a giver of, well, you said, peace I give unto you, my peace I leave unto you. And you do not give as the world gives, because worldly peace is conditional, but your peace that surpasses all understanding, even in the midst of all this chaos, I pray, Father, that the young people, give them peace, Father, that, Father, you are a restorer. You will restore everything that the enemy is stealing, has stolen from them, in the name of Jesus, that they will fulfill what you have called them to do, their ambition. Some, they don't know that it is a calling you have called them. They think they have what they want to do, going to college, becoming this and that. But whatever, Father, I just pray, Father, that you help these young people, Lord. Give them peace. And some are doing their online schooling that has been implemented. I just pray, Father, that this online schooling will produce good results, and children will receive the education they need, and the parents, grandparents, family members, give us wisdom, Father, that we work as a partners and help each other and help these children, Father, especially us who still have young children in the homes, Lord, that we stay on top of things and be creative and come up with ways to help children to learn, whether helping out in the kitchen, cooking or cleaning and mixing soap and water to clean or whatever, that we make it fun and be learning moments. That children, we understand that learning is not only with the books and a teacher in front of you and a green board in front of you, but they can learn anywhere, everywhere, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We pray, Father, for all our first responders, the nurses, the paramedics, the police force, the law enforcement, in the name of Jesus, the whole host of people, Father, who are helping during this time, Father, of chaos, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just pray, Father God, that you protect those who have not been affected. And we pray, Father, we cover them with the blood of Jesus, that they will not be affected, Father. We know most of them are being affected emotionally right now. We just release your Holy Spirit, who is our comforter, who is our teacher, to help them, Father. Because we do know there is no psychologist or counselor on this earth who can help them to go through what they are going through, but only you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father, that you shield and protect those who clean up these hospitals, these health facilities, those who stock medication and other items in the hospitals, and everyone, Father, who is working in the health, the contractors, Lord. I pray, Father, for their protection and those who are already affected, Father. We pray for your healing power, the healing power of the blood of Jesus, to touch and heal them, restore their bodies, Lord. A friend of mine, Lucy, Lord, and her team, two of her team members, now three of them are affected. I pray, Father God, that you touch and heal them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And there are a lot of them, Father, out there who have been affected, Lord. I pray, Father, that these health people, these doctors, the nutritionists, Father, they will not hide anything, any health resources that are available out there, that they will not hide them, Father. And some, they don't know, they are ignorant. I just pray, Father, not necessarily ignorant, but they don't know that information hasn't been put to their fingertips or to their knowledge. I just pray, Father, that all those resources, the vitamin C, all these things, and how people should eat right and care for themselves, and others are talking about teas and whatever, all the natural resources that are available, be utilized and be used, Father, in the name of Jesus. Review this information, put this information in the right hands, that it will be passed on to the people who really need it, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for you care for us, Father, for you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. Thank you, Father, for your healing power and the wisdom to the researchers, the scientists. Reveal it to them, Father, for Jesus, you are the answer to our problems today, even to this coronavirus today. I pray, Father God, there are people with other diseases, other issues, other health issues that have been going on for years, for a long time, and they feel neglected right now. So I pray, Father, for our health system, that they will not neglect other issues and put all resources on corona, but they can divide and conquer. Give them wisdom, Father. Give them wisdom that they help all people, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, pray, Father, for the church, the body of Christ, our spiritual leaders. Yes, this sleeping giant, the church, to arise and do what you have called the church to do. Yes, Father, the fivefold ministry, the apostles, the prophets, evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, and those in ministry of health. Because you gave them to us, Father, for the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body of Christ. You gave them to us, Father, that they will do what you have called them to do. They come in unity, in faith, full of the knowledge of God, of the things of God, filled with the Holy Spirit, perfection, Father, of the church, fulfilling, Lord, what you have called them to do. So we pray, Father, that you anoint them, Father, because it is your anointing that breaks the yoke. In the mighty name of Jesus, I know some are coming with creative way to have church and minister to their congregations and minister to the community and all other things. I just pray, Father God, above all, it's your anointing that breaks the yoke. So anoint them, Father. Let their spiritual antennas be alert and they hear from you, Father. In the name of Jesus, that they will not copy anybody else. They will not imitate somebody else, but hear direct from you and do what you have called them to do. Because, Father, we know you to be an awesome God, an all-knowing God, and you give a personal talent, message, and voice that pertains to people where they are. So we thank you, Father, for your anointing over your people and those missionaries, those who are out there ministering the word of God in the midst of all this storm, in all this darkness. We pray, Father God, that you anoint them and provide for them, protect them, Father, and their family, their children's children, and children's children to the third and fourth generation, that they will not be distracted as they do the work of the ministry, Lord. That if they take care of your business, Lord, you take care of theirs and care for their families in the mighty name of Jesus. That they will not lack anything. Bless them, Father, all areas of their lives, mentally, emotionally, physically, Lord, spiritually, Lord, financially, Lord, all areas of their lives, health-wise, that no sickness or disease attack their bodies. For they are the ones who are the forefront. They are the ones who have the vision. I thank you, Father, that the church is not dying. It's alive and well. For our Lord lives. Because you live, we can face tomorrow. Because you are alive, Lord, we thank you, Father, for no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Yes, they can form weapons. They can make as many as they want, but they will not prosper. For greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We continue praying for our leaders, Father. You are the one who put people in position of authority. And you have urged us, Father, petitions and prayers and intercession and thanksgiving that we make all people, we pray for them because you are the one who put these kings and people in position of authority over us, Lord. That as we pray for them, Father, we as a people will be able to live peacefully and quietly, in the name of Jesus. So we pray, Father. The whole world is looking at the United States and so that they can take the leadership role and tell them what to do. They're full of confusion in the world, in the leadership realm. But we pray for them, Father, that they put their heads together and do what is right, and govern, and lead, in the name of Jesus. Our President, Father, our Commander-in-Chief, Donald Trump, Lord, we pray for him. You got him in your hand, Father. You can drive him. You can tell him what to do, how to do it. Because you put him there, Lord. We pray for him and those people you have put to advise him. You have surrounded him that they do what is right. I rebuke any self-ego, any self-centered motions, ideas. I cut them out right now in the name of Jesus and just to release compassionate, the spirit of God, kindness, In the name of Jesus, the House of Representatives, the senators, the governors, the mayors, city councillors, everyone, Father, in position of authority, time to lean on you, Father. You know, Father God, you can speak to anyone. You can use anything in dreams of the night. Use people. Use news or written words, sound words, anywhere. If you can speak and use a donkey, you can use anything. Time, Father, we pray that you arise, Father God, and let all your enemies be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for stretching your right strong hand toward us, redeeming us, saving us, delivering us out of the snare of the fowler, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that demon coronavirus has no life. We strangle it, we curse it from the root cause and die off. In the name of Jesus. She said, all authority, all power, give it to us, Father. So we learn from you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. That day when you were hungry and you saw the fig tree, you wanted figs and there were no figs. You cursed that. The word said the following morning when your disciples were passing by, they remembered and they saw the tree was withered from the root. By that same authority, we curse you, coronavirus, you COVID-19, we curse you from the root that you die of. Instantly, now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Abba, Father, our Heavenly Father, our everlasting Father. We honor you, Father. We glorify you this morning. We thank you, Jehovah Shammah, our God who is always present. Even in the midst of the storm, you are present. You are forever present. You said you will never leave us nor forsake us. You are there, Father. Even though we pass through the waters, you are there. Even if we pass through the rivers, then the water will not overflow us. Even if we pass through the fire will not burn us. Even the flames will not scorch us. Because you are there. You are there, the Holy One of Israel, our Savior, our Redeemer. We thank you. We lift up your banner this morning, Jehovah Nissi. We lift it up this morning. Because you are God of the mountain. You are God of the valley. You are God everywhere. Always. You never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that never ceases its power. It heals the first drop on Calvary. It's still healing now. And it heals tomorrow. All many medications, or even these things they are scrambling with, trying to come up with this medication, come up with this cure, come up with that. All those many meds, they expire. Not the blood of Jesus that never ceases its power. Thank you, Father. Even right now, I heard they are coming up and taking people who have been healed and take the plasma and put it in those who are sick, because they are recognizing that there is power in the blood. They just don't know which blood, but we do. So by the authority and the power we get from the blood of Jesus, right now, Father, by faith, we infuse the blood of Jesus, the true plasma that is not contaminated, that heals. We infuse them by faith in all patients, all manner of diseases, to purify that dirty blood, purify that impure blood in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are a miracle-working God. There is no hospital that you cannot enter. You don't need to wear a protective suit to go in there. We release you, Holy Spirit. We release you, blood of Jesus. Go and rescue your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are expecting a miracle, Father. For you are a miracle-working God. Yes, we hear all these statistics, all these numbers. Most of them we don't even understand what they are talking about. But one thing we understand, one thing we know, there is power in the blood of Jesus. And we serve a powerful God, a good God, a kind God, a merciful God, a compassionate God, a loving God who still delivers, who still heals, the giver of peace. We thank you, Father, that coronavirus bowing down to our Lord Jesus Christ. So every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus, you are Lord. You are Lord, the Lord of lords, the King of kings, the Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth. Yes, some trust in chariots, some in horses, some in their finances, some in whom they know, their education, their money. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. For the name of the Lord is our strong tower. When we run to you, Father, we are safe. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for safety, Lord. We thank you for safety. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you this morning, Father. Arise, O Lord. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, the lines are open, and we're going to open our mouths this morning.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Have been fasting
yes.
for the past couple of days. Today is day 3, asking God, but this time we are just going to praise him. We're going to praise him. Praise him this morning. Open your mouth and praise God. Tell him how powerful, how good he is, how awesome he is. He's a mighty God. He's a good God.
Lord,
You are Lord.
We praise you, Lord.
God. We thank you, Lord God, for the healer, God. We praise you, God.
Yes. Thank you, Lord God, for deliverance, O Lord God. The power, hallelujah, that's in your name, O Lord God. Able Shatanakayashia, God. Able Kadriyasa, God. Thank you, O Lord God. Hallelujah, God. The proof of God, hallelujah. You are the only wise God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you,
yes, God. God protects you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Yes, Lord God.
We thank you, Lord God, for the fresh and fresh anointing, God. We thank you for the fresh oil today, God.
It's
in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. To your will, O Lord God. We praise you, O Lord God. Yes, O Lord God. Right now, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God. Yes, God. We praise you, God. For being in the midst, O Lord God. Right now. In the name of Jesus, God. We bless your name today, God. We bless
well,
your name,
God. Christ.
In the name of
nothing,
Jesus, yes,
like
Lord God.
Nothing.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Father.
For your presence, O Lord God.
Thank you for your love.
Watch
thank
over us, O Lord God. Continuously bless us, O Lord God. As we go forth, O Lord God. In this hour, O Lord God, of worship and praise
thank
to you, Lord God.
God
bless your name, O Lord God. We honor you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We brought this sacrifice to you, O Lord God. Bless it, O Lord God. Break it, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Thank you, Master.
In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of God. It's above every name, God. We thank you, God, and we praise you right now, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, God. We praise you, O Lord God. This
in the
week,
mighty
Lord God,
name
this
of
hour
Jesus.
Power, oh Lord God. Thank you, O Lord God, for every
in
answer.
Jesus'
God. Praise
it's
you,
done.
Lord God.
The
in the name of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
The battle
yes, Lord.
Is won. Hey, glory. We thank you, Lord God.
The battle
you, Lord.
Is won.
We receive it. Yes, Lord.
And the
we receive it, Lord.
Blood
yes,
of Lord. Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Father.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Lord God.
Thank
you,
Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory
hallelujah.
Hey, thank you, God. You never failed to be able to
God. Mighty God.
Wonderful God.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful God.
Hallelujah.
Everlasting God.
In the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
God. Consuming fire. That's who you are. Lord.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
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 We thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You, Pastor.
Matthew,
yes,
Matthew chapter 18, verses 18, 19, and 20. Matthew chapter 18, verses 18, 19, and 20 says, verily
yes.
I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth, on this earth, as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together, in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So we have fulfilled each and every one of these verses I've just read. That anything we bind right here on this earth, this is Jesus who is talking, that whatsoever we bind on this earth, it shall be bound in heaven. And again he says, where two of you shall agree on this earth, touching anything, and ask from him, and our God in heaven will do it. And he also said, where two or three gathered together, and we have fulfilled, we are gathering together in this airwaves. We are in one accord with the same spirit, asking anything and binding anything, and our Father in heaven, he hears and he will fulfill. In Jesus' name. And we are at the top of the hour. We thank God and for his mercy and his love, and we thank God for giving us another opportunity of prayer and fasting and increasing our faith. As our scripture of the week says, now faith, that's Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1, 2, and 3. 1, 2, 3, and verse 6. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by faith, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the world were formed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. But, that's verse 6, but without faith. So if we don't have faith, all these things we have talked about, we just read, will not be true unless we have faith. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we got to seek him, always, always seeking him. We just thank God for his mercy and his grace. I know we have a few more minutes. We are getting at the top of the hour, but I want to pray and wish you all have a wonderful and a grateful, peaceful, loving weekend. It's going to be nice and cooler where I am here. I don't know where you are, but I know it's going to be better than last week. That I can assure you. For we move from glory to glory. We don't go backwards, but we go forward. So I leave this time to Pastor Darlene in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just thanking God for this morning. Thanking God for Pastor Scholastica leading us in prayer and letting us know that we're able to bind and to move because we have faith. We do that. We have faith in the Word. So as we keep the Word in our hearts, we know that we will not sin against Him and we will have the victory. We have the victory because Jesus had the victory. He was victorious over death, hell, and the grave, and we are victorious over all things because we are in him and he is in us. So be encouraged. God is not through with us yet. He will continue to keep us in his care, and he does take us from faith to faith and glory to glory. And it's going to be nice and warm here where I'm living, so I'm thanking God for that. And I just pray that everybody will be safe and take precautions. We know that we can I look to the Lord, but at the same time, he says to watch as well as pray and be careful for nothing. By prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, we make our requests known to him. I love each and every one of you. I pray that we will go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. And I decree that we are all covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that we walk by faith and not by sight in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.